stuck on the wrong planet. What am I doing here? Can somebody show me the exit ramp? Yeah, I'm getting off at the next exit here. I don't belong here. Something is really wrong. Something screwy. I was misdelivered. I feel like I was misdelivered. Hello, I got a delivery for the planet Earth, Martin Zender. No, that's the wrong address. He belongs in the celestial realms, where it's beautiful and lovely and pure and holy. Pure, holy, and lovely. Instead, I got delivered on this planet Earth, which is a very base place, I find. It's just a lot of ugliness on this planet, and I'm not happy with it. I'm not. Sorry. I'm just not happy with it, but I'm trying to be content with it. But I'm not. I'm not that either. And I'm thinking that's a good thing. I don't know. I have a theory. Now, I know maybe I can't back this up with scripture, but I'm sure I can. My theory is that if you're too comfortable on this planet, you got problems, kid. Big problems if you're too comfortable here. Because, you know, we are to hate this world comparatively to Christ. He who does not hate the world doesn't love God. So I hate the world. That's a scriptural teaching. I'm going to follow up on that sometime. Let me write this down. I hate the world. I hate the world. I'm going to write about this. I might have already done it, but I'm going to expand upon it and make it all juicy and full of details. Until then, today I'm going to talk to you about the I cycle. Now, Clyde Pilkington wrote this great article in... Oh, he uses Roman numerals for the volume number of the Bible student's notebook. Clyde, I can't figure out these Roman numerals. XVI. Volume XVI. That would be 10, 15, 16. Hey, I think I got it. Volume 16, issue 389 of the Bible student's notebook. It's the I cycle. He gave this talk in Florida, too. This is very interesting, you know, and I'm going to write a book on this. I'm not going to give you my title. I have my own thoughts on this and my own development of this theme, but I'm borrowing heavily here from Clyde's article. This is a four-part cycle. It starts with I. It goes to I and God. It develops from I and God to God and I. Then it develops to God, and then, remarkably enough, it returns to I, but it's a new I. This is really cool, and many people stumble with this because they're afraid to use the pronoun I. Because, you know, we're all proud if we say I. Well, if you think that, then you haven't come to post-Calvary truth. You haven't come to see the new humanity. If you're religious enough that you just can't talk about yourself, because I'm too humble to talk about myself, because I'm all spiritual and holy. And then somebody comes along like me and say, I did this, I did that. You're so full of conceit, Martin Zender. No, actually, I'm more spiritually mature than you are, because I've come to the cross. I've come to see that it's a new I, and living in me is Christ, so I have new freedom with the pronoun I, and I don't have the primitive mind anymore, the baby mind that thinks there's a conflict now between God and I. I have to let God do his thing. I wonder what God wants me to do. I wonder where I am in God's plan. Plans. All this is pre-Calvary truth. You're digging up the old humanity. You're afraid to talk about yourself. You're afraid to take credit for things that you did. Nobody can thank you. Thanks for doing that. That was a great job. Oh, it wasn't me. It was God. Really? Well, I saw you doing it. No, it's God. Okay, well, you can't talk to those people. You really can't stand it. It's like, you look beautiful today. Oh, it's the beauty of... No, it's you. Those are your legs I'm looking at right there. Well, God gave me those legs. Arsh! I know he gave you those legs. I know you didn't invent them in a laboratory. I know this. Let me compliment you. So these are people who have not approached the truth of post-Calvary truth, which is the new I. And we're no longer reckoning ourselves in accord with flesh. I'm going to get into all this. And the I cycle introduces this. And this will free you. This is part of what I was talking yesterday about, being free in Christ to be yourself instead of all cautious and careful and always sitting around discerning God's will. A lot of people don't do anything. Why? Because they're sitting on the couch discerning God's will. And they're wasting all kinds of time discerning God's will because they don't realize that living in me is Christ. And I get an impulse and I'm going to act on it. And trusting that it's the Spirit of God making its home in me. And if God wants me to stop, then he'll put a red light in. If you wait all your life, you sit on the couch and I'm waiting for instructions from God. he hasn't really talked a lot lately. He's talked in his scripture, but I don't think he says anything in the scripture specifically about whether you're supposed to take that job at the convenience store. But what he does do is he arranges all the circumstances in your life. Some people don't believe that, and that's a problem. But if God is arranging all my circumstances, then all my circumstances are of God. And the things that happen that push me toward one decision or another are of God. And if you don't think they're of God, then you still need to be established on one of the most basic truths of all, which is all is of God. 2 Corinthians 5:18, the sovereignty of God. And if you're not founded on that, then you're not even at first base. That's baby truth, that God is operating all things in accord with the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:11. So this cycle starts with I, and this is the pre-Calvary I. And this is what you would call where we start all of our lives. We come out of the womb self-centered. It's like, I want everything. As soon as you come out, it's all about me. Of course it is. Well, you need your diapers changed. You need fed. The whole world revolves around you. When you're hungry, it's like, somebody feeds you and you're all happy because it's all about you. You don't care about that there's a war going on in Afghanistan or that, you know, the Bengals just beat the Browns. You don't care about anything. When you're hungry, you want fed. If you get indigestion, you're burped. You know, your mommy pats you on the back and you're all happy. And then, you know, everything's about you. I need change now. Of course you do. It's all about you. You're oblivious that there's anything else even going on in the world. And nothing else relates to anything but your needs. It's all about your needs. And you fall asleep. You get just everybody wants to be a baby again. Not me. I don't long for anything. Some people actually want to go back to high school. I heard this. Oh, I long for those high school. That's crazy talk. All those clicks and all the competition and all the... No, I don't want to go back to anything in my life. I want to go on. I have to go on. You know, that's part of Paul pressing toward the mark. Now, as you get older, some people ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And of course, you say, I want to suffer evil with the evangel. I want to be like Martin Zender. No, you don't. No, don't you want to be like a doctor or lawyer or a football player? No, I want to be an evangelist and suffer evil for the evangel. Now, you talk your kid out of that quick. But as your development continues, you have some sense that you're on the throne of your life. You know, so some adults continue this I thing. They continue it. They still think it's all about them. Need beer. So unfortunately, you know, this is the whole captain of my own ship thing, master of my own fate. And God scarcely enters the thoughts of these people. Now comes, though, here we go. The next stage in the I cycle is the I and God stage. It's not just I anymore. Now it's I and God. Now, there's another name for this, which is probably the religious phase. This is the guidepost Christianity, where God is my co-pilot and he can help me through this life. And when I have trouble, I know that God is standing by. And God's like this operator, and you call 911. I need you, God. It's when you cut deals with God. I and God. God is standing by, available to assist you in your difficult times. This is a stage where, again, God is like your advisor, and his presence is really contained. You have him in a box and you take him out when you need him. That's kind of like how the Catholic Church was. And really, this is a good description of how we keep God in a, quote, religious house of worship, otherwise known as a church. You visit him once in a while, you know, like your 117-year-old grandmother. You just go to that nursing home once in a while. You don't want to go because it smells like stale urine and people are groaning and they got their arms and necks bent at 95-degree angles. But you go because you need to visit him once a week. Same with God. He's this old man that we're going to give him his due. We're going to pay him special attention. Go to the religious house of worship on a special occasion, especially Christmas and Easter, and you're going to give him the recognition and honor that he deserves. And then, after that, you go back to your, that's over with, you go back to your happy life where things don't smell like stale pee and incense. Happy times. Now, You may progress during this stage where even on a daily basis you take him out of his box. Like you sit down at the beginning of each day at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. and you read about him. Or this, mother of one of my friends, she goes to Catholic Mass every day. Boy, does she do her thing for God, and boy, is God impressed and happy with her because she comes in that door every day. She sits at the same pew, says the same prayers, and boy, ding, 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 she is racking up the points in heaven. This is barely development. It's the religious stage. It's the I and God stage. And God is there to help you become all that you can be. Now, the next phase is the God and I stage. So we went from I, it's all about me, to the I and God. You're religious, God's your co-pilot, guidepost, Catholic Church, Pentecostal Church, anybody that goes to church once a week, or even twice a week, or even three times a week. I'm sorry, you're still giving God his due. This is a far cry from spiritual maturity. So you get to the God and I stage, and this is where you begin to desire to give God first place in your life. You might even say this is more of a religious phase. This is even religion that's dressed up. It's very Christian-y religion where you have surrendered your life to God and you've allowed him to be the sovereign God in your life. You're still letting him do his thing. You're gonna give him first place. I tell you what, I'm gonna give him first place in my life. And God's going, I am so lucky that person gave me first place. Wow. God's impressed. First place. Wow. That person loves me. But it's still religion. In this part of the cycle, you're more conscious of his presence. That's true. It's not a co-pilot thing because you've now delivered yourself and you say, you know what, God, take the wheel of my life. God's like, oh, thank you. I am really honored. Now, this is a progression. Not saying it's not. Do I seem to be mocking it? Severely. Okay. Well, okay, it is progression from, you know, crapping your diapers and reading guideposts. So we'll give you this. I mean, I think everybody goes through this phase. So we were once in this phase. I'm sure I was in this phase. Yeah, I was. Of course I was. But I can still mock it. That doesn't stop me from mocking it. No, it doesn't. Paul mocked the Jews. He called them the maimcision, even though he was once one of them. That doesn't. Do I have free license? Yeah, sure I do. So we seem to envision that now we are his advisor, though. I mean, we're still his advisor. And so is this real progress? Okay. All right, I'll admit that it's real progress. Though this is a true progression, this is still, more often than not, the height of the religious phase. Now we're going to get to God stage. I'm going to start here tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Oh, no. The weekend intervenes. The weekend ensues. The weekend comes in the way between me and my goals in this show to give you this I cycle. All right, well, I'm going to come back Monday. I'm going to review for you, going to go through I, just touch on it, I and God, God and I, and now we're going to talk about God, and then the really cool thing is it comes back to I. Got a lot to tell you about this, and then on Tuesday, I wrote my own little article on this. It was called The Self-Obsessed. The people who are self-obsessed are not necessarily those you think they are. Can't wait to tell you about that. I'm going to write my own book about this. Yeah, you bet I am. I'm going to stand on a great man's shoulders, Clyde Pilkington, and then I'm going to stand on another great man's shoulders, Martin Zender, who wrote this awesome article in his blog called The Self-Obsessed, and I think I'm going to do that Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. The second day of the week next week, and if God doesn't want me to do it, he'll put up a pink stop sign.